Hey, hey, y'all. Welcome to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin on RainierAvenueRadio.world. If you're curious about how relationships look from various perspectives, this is your relationship roadmap. Today, we're talking about quote-unquote catching feelings. My guests are Letitia, Touche, Anthony, Vernon, and KC is joining us remotely. And I want to thank all of you for joining me at the Princess Palace. Welcome.
Thank you for having us again.
So just a quick review of the ground rules. There are no right or wrong answers. Debate is welcome. Keep it clean. That's for Anthony. Keep it real. And most importantly, have fun. So real quick, let's clink your neighbor,
clink.
A quick toast on the ground rules so we're all in agreement. And KC, again, is shaking his keys now in agreement to the ground rules. Okay, so catching feelings. The Urban Dictionary defines catching feelings as beginning to like someone romantically, usually unexpectedly, or to fall in love with someone at an inappropriate time, or mistake a repeated hookup for a serious relationship. And there are a lot of things out there in the universe about this whole notion of catching feelings, like when is it okay? Is it allowed in dating relationships?
I mean, it just happens, doesn't it?
Does it?
Yeah, you either want to leave it in there or you don't. I mean, that's what it comes down to. So, I mean, like, if you're super catching feelings, I mean, man, you know, obviously things have progressed to a level to where, you know, I mean, at least on the dude's end, you definitely passed the busting nut challenge for sure, so.
Busting nut challenge, okay.
Beautiful.
Okay. That is certainly one perspective. Touche, you got something to say. You said and then.
I'm still processing.
You're still processing. Okay, so I guess maybe I'll start by asking, are there rules in a relationship when you I shouldn't even say relationship.
Right.
When you meet somebody, are there rules about when it's okay to feel something? Like, I think there's a notion out there that emotions in dating are kind of a negative thing because, you know, people get labeled as clingy or needy or, you know, you moving too fast. So what's up with that?
I personally feel it depends on how you engage the relationship originally. You know, what is your ulterior motive? What is your end game going into that date, relationship, or whatever? You know, in some cases, hey, my mindset may be I'm just in it to have fun. You know, I'm just dating. I don't want anything, you know, no foundation, nothing. Everything's just out there in the open. We're just having fun. Another thing might be, I might be at a point in my life where, you know what, I'm actually looking to settle down. So, you know, you take those steps and so forth as you move forward. And, you know, you're just kind of thinking, where do I go from here? But it really depends on what your mindset is on the forefront. That's the way I kind of look at it.
Okay.
No, I guess I'm all over the place with this particular question, only because I am a romantic. Like, I'm, like, opening the door or just even, an organized date. Organized meaning it's planned, there's a purpose, we're going to go to a movie, go to dinner, go for a walk. But I'm one of those people that, like, I don't vet them well.
And I can attest to that.
So what you're saying, Letitia, your picker is off? Your picker is off.
Is that what you call it?
Your picker is off.
Her picker is
broken. I'm hopeless romantic, big time. And I just, as I get older, I realize, oh, I should have vetted or should have been a little bit more concerned that, oh, you know, when they say, oh, I'm going, and you know, I'm separated, it doesn't mean I'm divorced. It means they're still married, going through a divorce. You know, like those little.
Or they
bits.
May not be going through the divorce.
Or exactly. So like, and then you follow your feeling, your gut feeling. It's like, oh, but he, you know, we have this connection, and then because I allow my feelings to get ahead of me, I haven't vetted them well.
I'm like sorry for laughing, shit, huh?
But right?
That, I know that sounds like some woman stuff.
It does, right? Yeah. No, I mean, but the truth is like sometimes when you catch that feeling, you just go, you go with it. But not having that, like, what's the game plan? Like, there is no game plan.
I feel like you guys are laughing because you've been on the opposite end of that. Is that not true?
Well, yeah, because I said it depends on where you're going and being. What's your end game?
No, have you not had a woman that has caught feelings?
Yeah, I got a story. It's coming. It's coming.
I mean, it always happens. But, I mean, man, you're either... Special players get special privileges, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so what is it like?
What is a special player?
I know what is. What?
What is a special player?
Okay, so it's a sport reference. Oh. So, like, if you're a baller, okay, you get special privileges because when it's game time, you perform. Okay? So, I mean, if you come across someone, you know, and they have natural talents and they're flowing well with you, you know, it's probably going to move a lot faster. Okay? It's just how it is, you know? I mean...
And so that's you catching feelings at that point?
No, I mean, it's just... I mean, man, it's just...
If she's at the player that's doing all the mostest, then it sounds like...
Yeah, oh yeah, if I'm feeling her, I'm feeling her. I mean, it is what it is, you know?
That's what it's like when you guys catch feelings, huh?
No, I mean, I think it's different for everybody. You can't label it just because I'm a dude that it's going to be like that for every dude. But I'm saying, like, it's just, man, like... She's either the one or it isn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I either want to be around her after, you know, you've already had... Yeah.
Anthony, are you saying that you know right away if it's headed down that road? Or take time?
I mean, I mean, to be real, it's just, man, you're either going to want to be around after you have sex or you don't. You know? I mean, that's...
Nobody said anything about sex, Anthony. Nobody said anything about sex. You always going straight to the sex, bro.
But I mean, it's just like, because that's what do you mean? Okay, so we're going to go on all these dates, and then I'm going to have sex, and then I'm going to be like, oh, man, I really don't like this. Oh, yeah, that's a whole waste of time. You know what I'm saying? So, no. Yeah, we have sex, and it's like, oh, man, I really want to be here. After a while, I want to be here, you know? I
mean, okay, so let me take us back a few episodes. In the very first episode of Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars, we had a guest. It was called, the episode was Single in Seattle. And one of our panelists, Terrence, who I'd love to have back on the show, was talking about dating with intention, right? And he says he does not date with intention. I don't care who you are. He's just not interested in dating with intention. And the second that he feels like a woman is catching feelings, he flees. And he actually spelled it.
The Heisman.
The Heisman. Right?
Oh my goodness, that is good. He loves it.
Anthony is like the equivalent of a high five, a pound, whatever is going on over here with Anthony. But, you know, there's another side of that coin that says, you know, like, actually, I think there's a spectrum, and push back if I'm wrong, but I think there's a spectrum. There's like, I'm not looking for anything out of this relationship, or I'm going into this, seeing where it goes, or I really am looking for something out of somebody else. And so as I start this relationship, I'm trying to see how that works.
It goes back to, like I told you before, this is Vernon speaking. It depends on what your mindset. What is your end game up front? So, I'll give you an example. For myself, at this point in my life, I'm actually looking more so for a partner down the road. So, my end game is I'm dating, for the most part, with intentions.
Okay.
So, I'm going into it with the mindset of, you know, and I think I mentioned this before, I've forgotten more fill in the blanks than I can remember. I'm serious. We sit down and have jokes about this, me and my boy, because he remembers something I don't remember from the past about someone I've been with. At this point in my life, I'm looking for something different. So, with that being said, if you're going into, for me, I may not be dating just to get a piece of trim, since we can't curse on here.
Right. We cannot curse on this. Keep it clean.
You know? Trim. I take an old school trim.
Okay, you said it enough. Move along. Let's move along.
So with that being said, you know, if we're dating and so forth along the way, catching feelings and things of that sort may potentially happen. But I know in my mind, I am looking for that person long term, opposed to just it's just a piece of something, you know, moving forward.
Something to do,
yeah. Okay. So you have to have the mindset up front of what is it that you're looking to do. I think in Leticia's point, she's probably at that point too, which is why your picker is off, because you keep allowing these dudes to come in there and, you know, have their way. But your mindset is long term, and theirs may not be.
Well, I think it's just cues. She's probably falling for certain cues that she likes. So once they do certain things, she's like, oh, man, I did it.
Okay, so this is a good point. So I, as I always do, I did a little bit of research on this, and here are 10 signs that you're catching feelings. Number one, you're genuinely intrigued by them. Two, you do silly things with each other. Three, they are the first person you want to talk to. Four, you analyze everything you say and do around them. Five, you see them everywhere, as in everything reminds you of them. Number six, you see them at their worst and you stay. Number seven, you start, well, let's come back to that. Number seven, you start choosing them over sleep. Number eight, your body goes haywire, for example, butterflies or pounding heart. Number nine, fear creeps in that they will leave like everyone else you've ever loved. Or 10, you wonder if they feel the exact same way. Mm-hmm. So do you see cues like that
in my past?
Is that what you're feeling?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I think it's not so much them, it's more me creating those cues for myself. Okay. Because when, like I said, vetting them, if I vetted them where I have a list of like, okay, do they have a job? Do they have an education? Do they value family? Like, all of these things are important to me. I don't vet them.
Do they want a relationship?
Yeah,
like
right?
You want.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, it says one of the most important things to do is ask what they are looking for.
You got to have those conversations.
Okay, hold on. Casey has something to say. Casey?
Can you guys hear me all right?
Yes, we got you.
Okay, because I've listened to everybody's perspective, and all of them are valid. The biggest thing that I haven't heard is chemistry, because what makes you catch feelings is chemistry. Either you feel some chemistry or you don't feel chemistry. Now, sometimes you may just go in, like you said, you may just go in and say, you know what, I'm just going to date casually. But this person catches you off guard and start meeting, as you said, some of that criteria that you kind of look for in a long-term situation. And all of a sudden, that changes your perspective because the chemistry of the relationship changes as far as how this person how you met that person. You don't go in, and I think part of the problem is if you go in saying, I'm looking for Mr. Right or Mrs. Right, you're going to always not get it because your expectations are trying to be, let me just make this person everything.
Yeah.
And if they don't meet, one or two situations on your list, then you're automatically, you know, erasing them, you know, off your list simply because they wasn't tall enough, or they didn't have this, or they didn't have that. And that can be the person that you need in your life, but if you go in with that mindset of, I'm going in to find my Mr. Right, you're never going to find Mr. Right or Mrs. Right. Just go in and just see what happens. Just let nature take its course. Either you guys are going to vibe, or you're not going to vibe.
Preach!
Preach, yeah, Casey. Okay,
wait. I need to jump in real quick. I need to do a station ID if you're just joining us. This is Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin on RainierAvenueRadio.world. Tonight, we're talking about catching feelings, and I am here with my panel, Touche, Anthony, Vernon, Casey, and Leticia.
Leticia!
And she has something to say.
So, before that little tidbit. So first of all, I totally agree with you. However, I disagree because the chemistry part is important. And I feel like I've jumped into relationships with the chemistry factor. Like, oh, yeah, I feel like I have chemistry with this person. But it's always the vetting. Like you were, I think somebody was saying, like, oh, well, you have to have an idea of what you're looking for and all that stuff. And I feel like, okay, but if there's chemistry, all things will prevail. Like, we can overcome those. Mm. But then I realized that's not true because people will be who they are. And
I don't think that's what he's saying.
Okay.
Okay, so Casey wants to rebut on his point.
Because part of it is, it's not just chemistry, but communication. Because like you said earlier, if you have your mind already set about how you want it to flow, but you're not communicating that with the other person, you're setting yourself up for failure. Because if you're going in with the mindset of, this is who I want to be, I want to be in a relationship long term, and they're coming in with the mindset, it's like, right now I'm just trying to casually date, well, you're automatically you're not in sync because you're two different mindsets, because you're not communicating that. So if you're already going in and not letting this person know, I'm looking for something long term, and give them a chance to say, well, that's not where I am, and they step back and let the person that is looking for a long-term situation step in that place. Then, but right now, you're in a situation where you're automatically going in saying, well, this is what I want, but you're keeping all that information to yourself and not letting them in on that information. And mm-hmm. that's where the chemistry and the communication has to coexist. You can't just say, I want this, and not let them know. Because, like you said, he may just be looking to just have a good time. Well, you're looking
that,
for marriage.
Yeah, that has to be before the physical part, right?
So what do you all have to say, Touché?
No, I was just saying, all these things need to take place before the physical part.
Wait. Why is that? Is that because physical makes feelings happen?
I don't believe so.
With them.
No, and you. Mm-hmm. It's funny that men would say no, but yes, it does.
I mean, you can, depending on who you are.
Let's let Touché.
Well, okay, so we can both agree that we're grown. Let's, you know, this is just going to be a friendship, and we're going to get physical. Okay, mm-hmm. And we can both agree to that, as you brought up, Anthony. It could be, how did you word that? Let me make sure, it could be the bomb or whatever.
Make sure that we can say it on air.
You don't want to leave it in or you don't?
Yeah, exactly. So, when we're in that mode, and then we could set, like, feelings for women, I do believe that once it's physical, that we're emotional creatures. So that may mean something different to us than it does to you. So, yes, we may have both went into that conversation with, you know, and this is what I feel catching feelings is, because we may have both agreed that going into this, that this is just going to be a friendship, but along the way of all that happening, somebody catches feelings, and it could, you know, being the female, because we are emotional, we can feel like we want you to keep it in there, and so now I don't want you to go, and everything that I had originally planned, I want it to be different. And so here you are, like, this is not how we went into this. What am I supposed to do at that point?
Okay, so this is good. I want to insert this because, again, doing my research, there was this this article I came across. It's 10 things to do if you catch feelings for someone you don't want to catch feelings for, right? And actually, I really like this list. I'm sorry. Don't live in denial. Get away from them. Limit or stop your communication. Think about all of their flaws. Ask your friends to help and support you. Find someone else to catch feelings for. Lara, I need a fourth. Focus on yourself. Make some personal goals and work towards them. Remember why you can't be together with this person. What were the consequences? And 10, ignore the feelings completely.
Who wrote that?
I'm a very wise person. I am really, really
What's her name?
Straight from Haterville.
I mean, I'm like, wow.
Notice the
By the way, y'all, that's on lovepanky.com.
None of the men seem to like that.
No, I mean.
You don't like that?
I mean, I'm just questioning.
Hey, if you need to do that, do your thing.
I mean, all you're doing is masking everything. If you catch, I mean, all it's basically saying is transfer your feelings from one to someone else. That's all it's doing, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
Hey, no, listen. But transferring the feelings of the exact same thing. All of what you read is essentially just taking what you may have in this particular person and then finding someone else that fits a very similar mold and transferring it.
So are you saying that a person who catches feelings, that's kind of their MO, right? And so they're like, if I can't apply that to you, then I'll go apply that to someone else. Anthony.
Exactly.
And if Anthony's not the one, then I'm apply it to Shane.
Exactly.
And settle down with a nice lady.
But what he's saying is the problem with that is it's flawed. Because, okay, you say, okay, I'm not feeling this person, so I'm going to transfer these feelings to the next person. But what if that person's not feeling you in that way?
Yeah,
I think that's what it's saying. Yeah.
No, yeah, because there's no sure thing here. Okay, so obviously
there's no sure thing. Yeah, so you can't say, okay, I'm not gonna have feelings for this person. I'm gonna take all that energy and put it toward here. And once again, you haven't communicated anything. You haven't, you know, you're just saying I'm just gonna automatically throw it over here because I think that they're better. But that mindset may just be once again, hey, I'm just here just to have a good time. I'm not trying to catch no feelings. Let's just enjoy the night, you know, Netflix and chill. But you're trying to say no. I'm trying to put this energy towards you. That's not, you know, that's a self-esteem situation to me.
Okay, right. So is this a fear of rejection?
I think that's what it is. If you're getting rejected by someone, you're throwing your feelings towards, and they're clearly not reciprocating, then what those points are telling me is like the feelings that I have for this person, all of a sudden I have to transfer to someone else because there's rejection over here. And so, I mean, that's what I get from all of those points is like eventually, but I think the communication factor, back to you, what you were saying, is it, at least personally, I've communicated my intentions. Always have been clear to the point, never deviated. And then somehow the relationships I've been in, they'll kind of repeat what I've said. So in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, okay, you're looking for a long term. You're looking for a partner. You are a family person. You don't do drugs. You don't do this. So I feel like, oh, check, check, check. And then go to the next step. Let's move on to a relationship. Like, and then I find out that, oh no, they have these things going on the side.
They're emotionally unavailable.
And then, so for me, I feel like the feelings where you're like, maybe I should reverse it where you vet them before I invest that emotional attachment.
What is the emotional attachment?
Definitely.
Right? Like, that's what I'm getting from this whole thing.
Yeah. okay, so I want to give the panel a quick minute to do your closing thoughts, because believe it or not, we are getting close to our time. Mm. So I'm going to give each of you one sentence to wrap up your thoughts on this topic. If we want to pick it up another time, we'll do this another week. We need to pick it up. We always need to pick it up another time. Maybe we
27 minutes is not enough time, Princess Robin.
All right, clink your neighbor. Tony B, we need an hour. Okay. So let's start with Touche. What is your closing thought? One sentence.
I'm catching feelings for the show.
And you know what?
I love it.
The show is reciprocating this
feelings towards you.
Thank you, Touche. I'm so glad you're here. I'm putting the ring on it. I want you to come back. Man. I love you. Anthony, what's your one sentence?
I mean, I don't know if I can go to a sentence, but I just think...
just make it fast.
Everyone's trying to keep from getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think you need to eliminate that.
Okay.
You just need to, you know, live life. And if you like someone, you like them. And explore it. It may work out, it may not. Mm-hmm. I mean, I find through all my experiences with the ladies, they're always trying to protect themselves, which makes sense. But at the same time, I mean, if you're in that mode all the time, you're going to miss a lot of stuff.
Okay.
So you got to be able to get back up.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Anthony. Very insightful. Vernon.
Well, I think communication is key. You know, just be upfront with where you are in life, what you're looking for out of it, and the catching feelings part, if it happens along the way and there's a disconnect and you're not congruent, then so be it. But if you're upfront and communicate what you're looking for upfront, then hopefully each party can maintain.
Very good. Casey, you're up.
And just to piggyback, once again, communication is the key. And like I said, you've got to be willing to put yourself out there. You can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. Simple as that. Mm. So you got to.
Wow, that's a great quote.
I like this brother.
Yeah.
I like
out there, you may get hurt in the process, but at the same time, you got to learn from that, and that basically makes you better for the person that is really meant for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
This is great. Thank you, Casey. Yeah. And Letitia. Oh, one sentence. Well, just one.
I was going to say, I think catching that feeling, I'm not going to give up on it. However, I'm just going to learn how to cut the cord quicker instead of letting it prolong longer than it should. I think that's where my new perspective, okay. I believe in the feeling. So gotta go with it.
In a future episode, I'm a runner, part two. Okay, so I want to thank all of you for joining me today. Thank you so much for being here. I want to ask the listeners to please send your thoughts and questions to contactprincessrobin@gmail.com. Follow me on social media at Facebook, Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. On Instagram, I'm at Just Princess Robin. On Twitter, I am at Just Rob N, just Rob and the letter N. And please visit the Rainier Avenue website. It's Rainier Avenue. It's www.rainieravenueradio.world. And I want to thank you for listening to Traveler's Guide with Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. And remember, regardless of the roadmap, you have to follow your own heart. Thank you for joining us, and smooches. See you next week.